You are officially being recorded. Welcome, guardians, fellow guardians of the Lord God, our Father. Let us pray. Ready?
Yes.
Father of love, we stop for a moment in our weekend and we come to you with our hands folded and our heads bowed out of holy reverence and praise to you. It is in this day, Father, that we seek your guidance so that we are able to train our fellow guardians so they understand their responsibilities, they understand their gifts, they understand the power and authority they stand in, and they understand what their tasks are. We are thankful for the time you've given us now in this moment, and we ask that you too will join us, provide a lighthearted meeting for all of us, let them be able to absorb everything they're taught, and we pray, Father, for your blessing on this day. We even pray for tomorrow, our meeting. We look forward to spending time with our other fellow guardians. And we're thankful for all you provide. For all the natural things, Father, that may concern us in this moment, we ask that you would provide strength for us to carry them and put them aside, and that we're able to move forward unhindered by anything. All evil is now bound and cast out of everybody's homes and their spaces, that, Father, we can have a clear thought and mind process to absorb everything we're taught. Thank you for all you do for us. Cover that which is forgotten, and know how much we love you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I would like to first go over our topics. Let me try to present this.
To see the wands.
Is it there?
Yes.
Aquos.
Yeah.
Are you able to present yourself with a video so we can see your shining faces?
Sure, 1 second.
Okay.
I miss those Canadian faces.
I know, we want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Helen's pretty smile.
Am I presenting? Can you see my document? Okay,
yes.
Cool, because I can't tell.
Oh, there you are.
There they are. Look at the two of you.
It's on.
Big hugs.
I know.
All right. All right, I am presenting our itinerary. Do not panic. Do not get excited or frustrated. We will not be able to go over all of this today, so just take a deep breath and calm down. Okay. I want to just go over first what a guardian and your responsibilities are. Father gave us 3 tasks. You'll note that there's actually 4. The first one is to protect the bride of Christ. To protect the bride of Christ, that doesn't just encompass those who have been sealed and baptized here and in eternity, but it also encompasses mankind who may become the future bride of Christ. So, sorry about that. When you are at work, when you are out and about, everybody around us is potentially the bride of Christ. So it's important that you take the time to appreciate all those that are around you because you have the opportunity to help protect them. What does that mean? We'll get into all the gifts that Father's given you and all the power and authority that I'm going to give you. And during this entire session, I would appreciate if you have a question or a concern that you stop me and even interrupt me, because I want to make sure that everybody completely understands what it is they're doing in this position. I'll also share with you, by the way, the horns are not aware, the 3 other guardians that are here were chosen last week by Father. And the team now has 12 guardians, which means the team is now complete. I get emotional because I've been waiting for this day for over 10 years. But also in my heart, I have a concern that those who are serving with me completely understand what they have to do and are able to move forward with confidence. Because we have 12, Starlight made a comment to me this week. She said, when you told me that we added the 12th guardian, I felt a cringe in my heart and got kind of sick. And I said, that wasn't it wasn't your feelings you were feeling. You were feeling Satan's, because he now understands that his lake of fire moment is even closer than he thought it could be. He is going to come at you all more now than ever, even you, Aquos, because even though you've been on the team for 3 years, now you're going to get the complete understanding of what it is you can do, as is everybody else. So he's going to go out of his way to discourage you, to get in the back of your head, to tell you things that are not true. And the more he pushes, that should be more of a confirmation that you are where you belong. Because if you didn't belong here, he wouldn't make such an effort to bother you. Which I tell him all the time. If you left them alone, they probably would think they're not that big a deal. But because you're stupid and you continually press them, it just confirms in them that they are who they are, and Father chose them to be this, and they're going to be the one who helps me kick the spiritual butt of all of your compadres. Okay? Now, to protect the Bride of Christ, you will use POG. I will go over in detail how that works. You will also, in this session, I will help you, and Father will assist as well, to get you all into your armor. It comprises of a complete armor from head to toe. Everybody's armor color is different based on their gifts and their abilities. No two sets of armor are alike. We're all different. We all have similar gifts in some way, but our traits and our purpose are different than each other's. You also get a sword. You get a shield. You get a dagger. You will be trained during this period of time by your archangel and by Michael, because Michael is my general. You, as you can see here, during this period you'll be trained while you're sleeping. If you wake up soaking wet with sweat, that will be why. Do not be alarmed. This has happened to all of us. It is the weirdest sensation, because if you're not accustomed to hot flashes and things like that, or night sweats, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're literally soaking wet to the point that the sheets are sopping wet too. And you think to yourself, did I wet myself? I don't recall wetting myself. No. You may not have physically been moving around, but spiritually, you were in combat. I'm going to help you. When we go into the center of your mind to get your armor and everything, there'll already be a room set up for you as your training room. It's in this room that you will meet with your lead angel, with Michael, and they will teach you how to use these weapons. Now, maybe you think to yourself, but Tryland, I have no idea how to do these things. It's okay. I didn't either. And then what's going to happen is Father's going to actually put you in a position where you're going to have to use these gifts, whether they're spiritual gifts or sword or shield. We're going to teach you how to fight with all of the tools that he gives you and how to protect yourself. I'm not trying to spell out that now you're going to continually be bombarded and attacked and all of that. The only difference from who you were until the day Father chose you and you accepted is the level of threat that you now bring to the table against Satan. So he's going to go out of his way to hurt you. He's going to go out of your way to confuse you. But the nice thing is that your armor will actually protect you from him and anything evil. You now will have the gifts to defend yourself. The nicest one is Pog. For Satan, Pog doesn't kill him because we're not allowed to kill him. But what Pog does, it's almost like throwing a whole bunch of poison ivy at him, and it's just an irritant. Now, I have found the best defense when he comes to annoy me is that I go to him and say, give me a hug. Come here, I want to share my love with you. Come here, I want to hug you. And he literally runs the other way, and I actually run after him sometimes. And he doesn't come back for a while.
Just thinking that. He needs a big, giant Jamie hug.
Yes, he does. He needs some plog. You are more powerful than he is. Now I'll share this with you. Father, numerous times when I kind of go off on Satan and I name call him and I make fun of him, says to me, you do not have to like him, but you do have to respect him because he is a power to be reckoned with. The other thing that I have come to find is that he won't be able to touch you, but he'll go do something to your family member because you love them or a friend of yours. So when you encounter him, respect him, but you don't have to put up with anything he does to you or says to you. I numerous times have just ignored him, which drives him insane because I do not even acknowledge that he's standing there or saying anything. And eventually he just gives up and leaves. I suggest that that's the best thing for you. If you want to pog him, go ahead and pog him. Okay? And tell him Triland loves him. Now, defend the apostles' doctrine. What does that mean? I think more prevalent than ever before in this time we live in. For me, I always was questioning this. Defend the apostles' doctrine. What does that mean? Right now, our church is going through a phase where there are some leaders of the church that are trying to change our articles of faith or the way the doctrine was set up by Christ and the foundation that our church was built on. They want to make everybody feel welcome. They want to make everybody happy, but they don't concern themselves with making Father happy and doing what he asks. So they're twisting things. For you and I, to defend the apostles' doctrine means we stand up for it. Familiarize yourself with the 10 Articles of Faith. I sent you a copy of it. Read through it. I don't expect you to memorize it and know which article means what, but I do need you to understand completely what our faith is, what the basis of our church was built on, and that in the future, people are going to say, well, what gives you guys the right and the authority? Well, here. And we get that authority and power from the Lord God because he gave it to us. Now, we are in the future going to have to defend ourselves to everybody. We're going to have to put up with a lot of crap. I'm just going to be blunt. People are going to say things about you. Rumors are going to get started down the road. We're going to be ridiculed and persecuted because even Scripture says, blessed are those who are persecuted for Jesus' name, right? I am very blessed because of that and my own name. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up. Through this process, Father's going to put you through things that actually give you a tougher skin. It is difficult to not take it personal because it's a personal attack on us, right? But the way I view it is this. When anybody spreads rumors or gossips about me or says something bad about me, they're not attacking Jim Ryback. They're attacking Father because we stand on the power and authority of Father. So if Jesus had to go through this, we have to go through it too. You will be surprised that when these things happen to you, over a period of time, you'll find that you don't take it so personal, okay? I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to think, oh man, I can't handle this. Because a number of guardians have said to me in the past, I'm not worthy, I can't handle this, I don't want to go through this anymore. And that's your choice. I am officially now locking the team. No one can leave, just so you know. Okay? That option's off the table. Nobody's going anywhere. But we will understand what our doctrine is. And we don't change our doctrine to fit anything. We fit ourselves into our doctrine. We support the New Apostolic Church. We support the apostolate. Help bring the bride home. What's that mean? That means teaching them. The apostles have their responsibility, and we have our responsibility. The understanding that you and I glean from these meetings sometimes goes deeper than what's told to any other member. I'm not going to say that's told more to any apostle because I have no idea what they're taught or told, so I'll never say that. But the advantage that you and I have in joining these meetings, and now I'm going to ask all of you again, make sure you log on to the team site and start listening to all the previous meetings, because there is so much that we have learned over all these years that I can't personally remember or teach you.
So how did
and you'll find...
How different is our responsibility from the apostles?
Okay. The difference between us and them is this. The apostles are to raise the bride of Christ. They have the power and authority through Jesus' hand to seal and baptize and forgive sins in his names, right?
Okay.
Our responsibility is to protect the bride of Christ. Okay. They don't do that. And then we defend the apostles' doctrine. They should be defending it with us as well. And their job is to also bring the bride home because they're teaching and raising her.
Okay.
Then I added our fourth task. Do not judge. That's so easy for us, right? It's no big deal.
Totally.
No big deal. Wrong. Right.
It has been different this week.
Babbitt?
Wow.
What'd you say, Dad?
I say my whole mindset has just it completely flipped upside down. I mean, my...
That's good.
What a weird week.
It's almost like an out-of-body experience, right?
It has been all week. Okay.
Congratulations. If you go through a difficult time and you call me and you let me know that things are horrible and crappy and it's just nuts, all I'm going to say to you is, welcome to the team. It's par for course. It's to teach us how to cope. And I can even tell you, Father's message tomorrow is all about that. Okay? So, because you've accepted this responsibility and you said yes, not just to me, but to Father, he will provide for you everything you need. He will help you get insight to issues and situations that you never thought you could answer. When you're in a situation where somebody's asking you a question and you don't know that answer, I can promise you HS is behind you and he will give you that answer and you will learn in that moment what that is. And that for itself is overwhelming. You will not be alone at any of this process. But after this session today, and we'll schedule another one, I ask you to actually take the time to read through those documents I gave you. I never thought 2013 was so many years ago, someone said to me, you need to put together a training manual for the Guardians. And I laughed. I'm never going to need to do that. And here they are. Here's our training manual. It's great, though, because it helps you if you have a question to go back to refer to. You can ask anybody. All of the materials that I have ever taught or gave or sent you are on the team website under resources. This session and documents will be put under team resources, and Fred will create a caption, team training, and you can go back and listen to this recording anytime you want. And I'm going to encourage other guardians to go listen to this because they might forget some of these things. Now, at this moment, I would like you all to close your eyes and start taking deep breaths. Prior to any meeting that we come together, I would ask you to be grounded, to get in the center of your mind, and to protect your space so that we're in the right mindset. So, can I get a piece of gum? Got coffee, rat breath. Thanks. That's being recorded. All right. Take a big deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Make sure you are grounded. Go into the center of your mind, into the house that you created for yourself. Father and HS are putting their hands on your heads to help give you clarity. See yourself standing in the center of your home or whatever setting you created for yourself. Take another deep breath in. Now I would like you to look in the house, walk around, and see if you can find the new room. Walk into that room. Close the door behind you. Take a deep breath and walk up. You should see a bust in the center of the room holding all of your armor and all of your accoutrements. Sword, shield, dagger. Take a big deep breath. And your lead angel, your guardian angel, is going to help you now put your armor on. Continue to take deep breaths. You'll be completely covered from head to toe with a helmet. Armor that covers your entire body, your legs all the way down to your feet. You may have styling new boots. Your angel will hand you your sword and shield. In some cases, we wear our sword on the side of us or behind us. And I wear my shield on my back so that when I need it, it's there for me. But I also have my hands free if I need to use a sword or a dagger. Take a big deep breath. Grab your accoutrements. Can anyone see their armor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see your accoutrements?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is no time from this point forward that you are out of your armor and do not have your weapons. Take another big deep breath.
I'm just kidding.
Nope, you need it. It'll protect you while you're sleeping. As you listen to the recordings, you're actually going to hear about where we get attacked in our subconscious. Mm. This will help with your subconscious protection. But you also need to listen to those recordings to teach you how to protect your own subconscious. Okay?
Yep.
Anybody have any questions at this point? All right, great. You can open your eyes. I will encourage you to spend time with your lead angel. These are archangels, which means they were the first angels Father ever created. They have been with him before time began, and they are a wealth of knowledge for you. I sent you all who your lead angel is. and what their responsibilities are or their attributes or gifts are. At any time, if you feel you need help with some situation in your own life, you can look at the list of all the chief guardians, all of the lead angels, the archangels, and you can call on any one of them at any time to come and give you whatever it is that they have. Okay? I don't think all of the guardians take advantage of that. I know my wife does. She's always stealing Michael from me. It's okay. We have a past together. Now, I would encourage you to borrow an archangel at any time. Because they're not bound by time, Michael can still be here with me and be where Starlight is. It confounds our minds, but it does happen. Get to know them. You will start to hear them. You can talk to them. You will become best friends with them because you need to be able to trust this being with your life. And they have sworn an oath to Father to keep you safe. They also embody Pog. They didn't before. You'll start listening to the recordings where all of a sudden we're going through a bunch of different angels and we're changing them like underwear every day and things go horribly wrong. And then we finally get to the point that I said to Father, we just need one solid guardian angel to be with us. And we decided to use archangels because they are incorruptible. Utilize their gifts. Like I said, they're going to spend time with you while you are sleeping, but I would also encourage you to spend time with them while you're awake. Take a few minutes, go in the center of your mind, go into your training room, get to know them. They will test you. I know that Trisus enjoys sparring, he calls it, with Michael. Puts him through the paces. He runs around, jumps, does all those things. It's almost like, if you ever seen the movie The Matrix? It's kind of like that. But it really is happening. I know it seems like it's a fairy tale and we're imagining all this stuff and none of it's real. It is real. And in time, you'll get the confidence to understand that what's happening to you is real. And you will have your own personal experiences that Father will give to you that you will put in your own belt and use down the future when people talk to you. Again, you may be sweaty when you wake up at night. Don't worry about it. At some point during this process, your spirit will be taken from you. Why is that? As you listen to the recordings, we had issues where we had a lean angel, we had a counseling angel, we had all kinds of different angels. You will get your healing master today. I will give you Pog. The ultimate thing is that during that time period, you'll start to get confused and you'll start getting information from everywhere. One will say one thing, the other one will contradict what that one said. It'll become very confusing, and that's why Father actually decided to take our spirits away from us, because your spirit was given to you when you were born to help you navigate this physical life. You and I are at a point in our faith that we are adults also. So in our physical life, we should be able to navigate our physical life all by ourselves, right? But Father doesn't just abandon us. When he takes your spirit away from you, you might have a dream that you died. A number of guardians, you'll hear in recordings, had gone through that. For me, I was awake when Father took mine from me, and it hurt like crazy, and it literally felt like I was dying. You may experience pain for that moment or a great loss. But after that happens, then HS steps in and he is your counselor, as he's supposed to be for all of us. But he becomes more of that for you. I refer to him as Uncle HS, right? He's not Father, but he's Father's spirit. You can build a relationship with him. He will always be with you through anything that you go through. But you can also say to him, you know what, HS, I don't know what to do here. Can you help me? And he will tell you what he thinks you should do. Again, you have your own free will. You will decide in that moment whether you want to do that or not. Okay? Does anybody have any questions at that point?
Do we get our spirit back?
No. you don't need it anymore. Like I said, the spirit is there to help you maintain and manage through this physical life that you're in. It's that conscience that you used to have, or you will, you currently do. It's that little voice that talks to you. That little voice becomes HS. Okay? I know, it's a little unnerving, and it's a little weird or scary to think that we become a two-part being, you know, body and soul. But this is the way Father engineered it, so that you and I down the road, we lean on our knowledge and understanding. We listen to what HS has to say, and then we rely also on our lead angel to help us. And you will find, when you get into a hairy situation, your lead angel is the one you'll listen to, and he'll help you get through it. If at any time he feels that you need more protection or help, then he'll call in more support. Any questions?
So do we still have our other angels? Because we were given a couple angels like before. I mean, do we
correct
them, or just now the lead?
You retain those angels, but they step down, and your archangel takes your lead position.
Okay.
And they're still there, and he can utilize them at any time. You can still talk with them. But I would ask all of you that if you're going to give a command, that you then use your lead angel to do that. Okay? But you can freely talk to anybody else. Now, let's go over POG. You, when you get this, you receive the authority to command legions of angels. You will listen to the recordings, and you will come to find in time that the reason why this is happening is you might get into a situation where you're getting attacked, and there's hundreds of thousands of demons or spirits or anything like that. Then you can call in a legion. A legion comprises anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 angels. Utilize them. Guardians in the past have sent a legion to go protect somebody because they're in a difficult situation. You have that authority to command and commission them to do whatever you want. With POG, then you get the power to bind and destroy all evil, spirits and demons, anything that's evil. The apostles only have the power to bind. You have the power and authority to actually destroy it and remove it. All but Satan. Hands off. You will also be given the power to heal in Father's name, spiritually and physically. Now, if you put your hand on somebody, all you have to think to yourself is, I heal you in Father's name. You don't have to say it out loud. You just need to think it. And then what I'll tell you is, based on that person's faith in Father, they may be completely healed, or partially healed, or get a little relief for an hour. It's not your fault that you weren't able to heal that person. I've had numerous conversations with Q because his wife Cindy has an ailment. He says, I put my hand on her many times, Triland, and yet she only gets brief relief. And I said, that is because Father thinks and knows that she needs to continue to carry this to perfect her. I know my wife has MS. I can't cure that for her. I have diabetes and thyroid issues. She can't heal that for me. I have to actually change my diet, exercise, and do these things I've been told for over 10 years. Someday I will. Stay tuned. But what I'm trying to say to you is, we're not a quick fix for anybody, and but there have been times, and I'll tell you, there have been times where people have come to me and said, can you help take away the pain? Can you help heal me? Zenith, for instance, which is Diane's healer name, I'm sorry, guardian name, has said to me, can you help fix my knee? Yep. And we have. And it doesn't come back right away, right?
No, it's
actually. You have that ability. Yeah. Pardon?
Doing very well, actually.
Awesome. There's a good check mark for me then. Excellent. But here's the other thing. You have to believe in your heart that you actually have this power and authority, because if you're doubting that you do, it doesn't work. Right? Jesus healed a lot of people. The disciples tried to heal a lot of people. And Jesus said it takes a special kind of faith and prayer to actually make it happen. You will learn in time that you will get that confidence. You know, it will happen for you. Father will put you in a position where HS will prompt you to say something to somebody or put your hand near them. Here's the other thing. POG can be transmitted by a handshake, by a hug, by touching somebody on the shoulder or anywhere, and you don't have to concentrate on where it needs to go. Just by your touch, you have the healing touch. You can give POG through your palms of your hands. You can shoot somebody with it. It is maintained right here in your heart, because the definition of POG is power of God, right? What is the power of God? It is love. That's it. It's His love. The same power that He uses to create things in this physical world for you and I is what POG is. Crazy that He would trust us with that kind of power, but I'm telling you, it works. It's real. And you will have moments where you experience this for yourself, and you will help others. You also have the authority to utilize all 12 archangels and my commanders. There's a separate list down below of my commanders. Michael is the commander of everything, right? And you're familiar with him. Baramus is the commander of the Warrior Brigade. The Warrior Brigade was established and created when I went in and destroyed all of the original angels that were created when Father created originally the first brigade of angels. Baramus is the guy that you can contact if you want to, or you can just translate it through your regular lead angel. Dysis is the commander of the Light Brigade. The Light Brigade is the brigade that does not have sword and shields. They are embodied with POG. They use POG to destroy evil. As you listen to the recordings, you will be educated on what they're used for. Giselle is the commander of the Healing Brigade. What? Oh, is it? Okay, hang on. Can everybody else see it? Can you see? Oh, I'm not going down far enough.
I can't scroll down, though.
It's there. Can you see it?
And I have, like, two of them open.
It's kind of weird. I've been talking with Fred that I'm not sure that this is going to work for us because it has so many bugs. All right, let me unpresent and then represent.
Read it. It's not moving right now, but.
All right, hang on a second. All right, I stopped sharing, right? Mm-hmm. All right, start sharing.
Now I can see my horns better. Hi.
You said they're your horns.
Oh, they've always been mine.
Anyway.
Caring.
Okay.
I'll share a little.
Can we share in your horns?
Right.
Yes.
You can share the horns with us? Okay. Wonderful.
I feel like a piece of spiritual meat.
Be a porterhouse. Be a porterhouse, Andrew. Come on.
All right.
It's medium, so we're in the middle for everybody.
All right, can you see this over here?
Yep.
Yeah,
Michael, Baramus, Basis, Giselle. Giselle is the commander of the Healing Brigade. Now, who are the Healing Brigade? They are healing angels, comforting angels, strengthening angels, anything that has to do with fortifying or edifying spiritually or physically falls under Giselle's command. So you can say to Giselle, Giselle, can you please send a healing angel to so-and-so? I have, during this period of time for my sister and brother-in-law, have asked Giselle to send comforting angels, strengthening angels, healing angels, to the extent that Father will allow. And you're not going to step on Father's toes by doing anything, because he is the ultimate last word. So if you think something and say, I would like to heal this person, and Father thinks that's okay, he'll let that happen. Or he'll let it partially happen. Or nothing will happen. We rely on him, right? Because we can't shortcut someone's trial or tribulation, because then what happens is we've now cut them off at the knees to find their perfection. Does that make sense? Right? We all have to go through something, or we all have to have, as the Apostle Paul said, a thorn in our side that we have to deal with. Then there's lucence. Lucence is the spirit of joy. She is not an angel. She is a spirit, right? So the difference between angels and spirits are angels have a celestial body and part spirit, which is their personality. A spirit itself is just a spirit. They don't really have a physical body. They're just energy. But she has the spirit of light. So if you say to her, could you please go enlighten somebody or shed some light on them for this situation, she's the one that you would set. Then there's my favorite, Jolly. Jolly is the spirit of joy. He looks like a little wizard. He's got a little pointy white hat. He's annoyingly happy because he's full of joy. But he so many times has come over and just touched me on the heart, and I literally just laugh out loud. You can ask him, somebody needs some joy. Jolly, could you please go and take care of that person?
Is the healing brigade all women or all female angels?
They're all female angels, yeah.
What was the question?
The healing brigade, they're all female angels. Or Giselle, she's the commander of the healing brigade, so her healing, mm-hmm. all those healing angels are all female.
Our screen is like we've got a line missing.
Yeah. Yep, I just closed that app.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on, I shouldn't have been closing that app yet. Please hold. We're having technical difficulties.
Holding.
Okay, because we weren't done with your power and authority yet.
Well, all right. While you do that, when you talk about healing, my grandfather told me a story, an experience that he had as an apostle. So he was a district apostle hopper, and he looked after a good chunk of Asia, South America, Canada, part of the U.S. for a bit. And he was down in South America, and one of the apostles that helped look after that area was with him. And the way it works down there is, you know, to cover the most area, you hold multiple services a day. And my grandpa's always been the type of guy that he always wanted to embrace the members and at least take a moment to say hi to all of them. But he finished a service and they had to drive 4 hours for the next service that was in like 4.5 hours. So they had to go straight through the crowd and they had to get into the car and drive right away. So they're walking through and they're about to get into the car and this lady reaches out and grabs my grandfather. She doesn't say a word. Young lady in, you know, late 30s, early 40s, smiles, and that's it. And my grandpa gets into the car with the apostle, and they're driving away. And he says to it was either apostle or bishop, says to the local brother, you know, what was with that? And he said, apostle, this sister, she's a mother of 3 or 4, and she goes in for surgery tomorrow. They found cancer all over her body, and it's not to cure her. It's just to prolong life because she has such young kids. And She believes that if she touches the hem of the garment of blessing, that she'll be okay. So it touched my grandpa, and you know, guys like that, you're only in the country once, maybe twice a year, because you're traveling everywhere. When he came back, it was something that he didn't forget about, and he asked his local brother, you know, what, how is she? You know, is she still alive? And the brother smiled, and he said, Apostle, she went to the doctor the next day, and they went to do one more set of scans so that they knew where to make the incisions. And the doctor comes back with like a ghost-like face and says, Miss, there's no point in operating. And the lady starts panicking. Please, I have kids, I need help. And the doctor simply says, well, there's no point because your scans are all clear. There's nothing there. We'd be cutting you open to look at a healthy body. And that, to my grandfather, was an example of the other side of faith, that the person who is receiving also has to believe. So I thought that was a really cool example, and it touched and stuck with my grandfather for like 40 years. So I thought that might relate to what you were saying before.
It sure does. Thank you so much. And you will find, even in scripture, Jesus had made that comment that when he was walking through the crowd, that woman with the blood disease touched him and he felt something leave him. I have experienced that, I don't know how many times, where we're in a crowd of people, you shake somebody's hand, and all of a sudden, you almost feel like something left you. You feel like something abandoned you for a second. And I'm pretty sure that's what Jesus felt when that woman touched her, touched him. You will experience the exact same thing. You have to just believe, as we just heard. If you have the faith, then Father will heal you. You have to believe that you have these abilities, that you carry Father's life and power in you, because then you become a force also to be reckoned with, not to harm human beings, but to help human beings and to protect them. Again, that is our entire goal as a guardian. We are no greater than any other human being on this planet. We actually want to be like Jesus, and Jesus was the definition of the ultimate servant. He did nothing for himself. We do nothing for ourselves. We have to be selfless, and we will be. And you'll find in time where you think, I don't have the time to do this, I can't do that. Father actually addresses that tomorrow, so I'm not going to steal his thunder. Anyway, any questions so far on this information? All right. You will be given the power to remove curses off of individual souls, their families, and ancestors in eternity. How do you know if somebody's been cursed? Well, I'll share my experience with the Blackport family. I continually gave energy healings. I continually removed demons from people. I have never seen a family so infested in my life. When we first met 10 years ago, I thought to myself, what are these people doing, sticking their fingers in Satan's pudding? I don't understand what's going on. Time and time and time again, I continually removed things, tried to heal, and they always came back. That's your first sign that somebody has a curse. Now, the benefit that Father has given us within this power is if you remove the curse from that person, their entire ancestry then is curse-free. And anybody that's part of their family and flesh on this earth become curse-free. All you have to say is, in your name, Father, I remove this curse. That's it. It's not that complicated. It's not that difficult. You can use POG to clear a house. You just stand spiritually if you have to, or if you're in somebody's house. I imagine that I'm standing in someone's house, and then what I do is I take a little deep breath, and POG explodes out from me, as far as I need it to go. It's like a little atom bomb that shoots through the entire being of this house, and it fills it with Pog. And then it kind of settles. You can command your angel to set a perimeter around someone's house or around somebody. And you can say, I want this perimeter to stand. When I used to visit all of you, I would tell my lead angel at the time, set a perimeter and leave them. And I'm sure that all you experienced, and this is not me blowing my own horn, okay? I use this as an example. That when I first came and visited you and spent time with you, and then I left, you felt a loss. You felt something change. That is Father, right? That's Father's love. That is what you embody. So you will also come to find that things that happened before this point will completely change now, as Jarius said. And the reason that is because you now embody Pog. You will, shortly. You will have the exact same effect on everybody you come in contact with. You will find complete strangers open up their heart to you for no reason. You will find that souls might come to you from eternity because they know who you are. They see what you can do. I'm going to encourage everybody again, spend time in eternity. Ask Jesus to take you to a realm. The little thing that you and I view is a ginormous thing on a spiritual level to other people around us. Things that you and I take for granted, these souls in eternity have never experienced or seen. Things that you and I experience because we're children of God, mankind has not experienced these things. The love and the closeness that you and I share in with Father is transmitted in a conversation we have with people. Think about that. Every time you and I come together as a team and we spend time with Father, He sheds His light on us and we absorb it. And when we leave, we retain that energy. We retain that love. We retain that compassion and empathy. And souls around us that are feeling lost find Him through us. I'm going to share at some point tomorrow or maybe the next meeting, we're going to walk through all of the guardians' attributes and gifts. I emailed all of you what Father said about you. And then recently, He just had me retweak all the other guardians. So I'm going to email those out after the meeting tomorrow, and then we're going to go over them maybe the next month because we don't have enough time tomorrow. We've got so much to go over with you. Does anybody have any question at this point? I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you. I expect you to know all of this by tomorrow. I will be quizzing you.
Got it.
Oh, I'll probably fail.
Okay.
Just saying.
Nope. Nobody.
Over time.
Oh, wait. You're muted. Hang on. Let me unmute you. Go.
Over time, you'll realize, like, I was just jotting down notes, and your brain will retain what you need and what you're supposed to know. And then over a period of time and things, you'll learn more. Like, I learn all the time. Like, I was just down jotting down different notes and different things, you know, with even with my armor and whatever. I mean, you'll read something, you know, four times and you'll learn something each time, just like with the Bible, right? How many times do we read the Bible? And you, there's so much information in it, but you could read the same passage and it'll mean something to you different each time you read it. So that's kind of how it is with training and learning things and with your gifts. You know, you'll have the basic information, but then you'll get a deeper understanding as time goes on, and different things will mean different things at different times. So it is a lot of information, but it's okay. You'll get it, you'll retain it, you'll do what you need to do with it. So don't be overwhelmed. It takes time. I learn all the time.
For everyone to know what it's like to hold the service, there you go. You have the Divine Service Guide and you read everything. There's Bible references. Read all of those. There's context to it. You read all of that. Sometimes there's a Chief of Postal Service transcript that the Canadian brothers get. That's the actual service. You read that, and then you say something totally different during service. And that's just the way she goes. And it's at those points where I've been told it was a good divine service, because otherwise my dad coins it as a DSG service, a divine service guide service for some of the brothers, because it's scripted. So
right. Good point. It's amazing to me that the same spirit that supports the apostolate is the same spirit that supports us. And he helps us in the exact same fashion. Like I said before, you'll be in a situation where you don't know the answer. You will know the answer. And it's overwhelming. Okay? Thank you.
And you'll, something will come out of your mouth if, like, you don't even know what you're going to say, but it'll just come flying out. And in that moment, you'll say to yourself, "Huh, I didn't know that. That just came out of me." You know, it happens.
Yes, it does. All right, you will also have the power to move portals in people's home and within them. Now, well, how does a portal get into somebody? I bring up my best buddy, Tom Horn. He had a portal directly connected to him where evil was just pouring into him. There are portals all over the world because Father created eternity first before he created mankind, right? So these portals are used to get from realm to realm, to get from place to place on the spiritual level, and sometimes mankind builds a house or a building where that portal is. To move a portal, well, how do you know there's a portal? The Hendersons, when I first came into contact with them, had portals running through their own home. And it was, it's almost like white noise, where you're in a person's home and you feel unrest. There's no peace. The family's constantly bickering. There's just horrible things going on that they can't put their finger on. There's a portal there. Now, not all portals are evil. Our brothers and sisters use portals to get through to other realms. But what I'm trying to say to you is, how do you pick up on it? You use your heart and the gifts Father gave you. You become like a Geiger counter. You will know what to do. If at any time you're in a situation and you're not sure what to do, say, "I'll get back to you," and then give me a call, and we'll figure it out together. Okay? I'm not going to throw you into the pool and walk away. If at any time you need help, you have the right to talk to me, to reach out, or to contact anybody on the team, because your fellow guardians are your brothers and sisters. They have all had experiences. And through this whole thing, you and I learn from each other. That's why we have the team meeting, so we can share experiences. Because you're now part of this team, I'm going to ask you, if you have an experience, I would like you to share it with the team. I don't care how insignificant you think it is, please let me know. And I'll then, in that moment, say, "I'd like you to share this with the team next time." And I'll put you on the itinerary and bring it up, okay? All you have to do is get into the center of your mind. You will find that portal. Just picture it. And then what you want to do is picture a desert. I've thrown things out on the moon or just into outer space. And just, if it's evil, just fling it out to the middle of nowhere. That's all you have to do. You can physically see yourself picking it up and pitching it out into the middle of nowhere. Okay? Any questions on that?
Why can't you burn it, and why can't you send it to the middle of the earth or burn it up or whatever, like we do other stuff?
I would say you could. That's a good idea. Thank you. You could probably take it and throw it in the center of the earth, but because it's on a spiritual plane, it isn't going to be affected. So you're best off just pitching it into the middle of nowhere for now.
Okay.
Because in some cases, the portals that are being used by evil are also used by good. And I don't want to cut off that form of transportation, I guess, because they know what to do. But that's an excellent question.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay? You will also get the power to go into eternity, which all of you will have moments to do that. You may also think to yourself, well, Trinland, I'm not as advanced as you are or the other guardians are. How is that going to happen? It will happen when you're ready. Okay? Don't put such a level of expectation on yourself that you overwhelm yourself. Because my level of expectation for you is understanding this information that I'm giving to you, and then my expectation is that you're going to practice it, and you're going to do it. That's what my level of expectation is. Do I expect you to master everything? No way. I've been doing this for over 15 years, and I haven't mastered everything. Every day something new comes up. Be patient with yourself. If I do, then, down the road, like I did the last service sort of part, I'd say, I would like every guardian to go in, then you should know in your heart and have confidence that Father will help you get there, Jesus will assist you in understanding what you need to do there, and it will work out. Just as Jairus used to have a difficult time getting in the center of his mind and even seeing Father's kingdom, he saw it last time. Just right now, you didn't think you were going to see your armor. You saw your armor. That's how this works, because you just need to have faith. Okay. You will also have the power to invite souls from the service for the departed. Right now, the apostles and Jesus are the ones who invite the souls to come. We are not supposed to extend invitations as far as the church goes, because in some cases when an invitation is extended, then the souls come into the people's homes, which is why the apostles said years ago, don't invite eternity, just extend love to them, pray on their behalf. But I give you the power and authority to actually invite them. So if you have a group that's in your heart or an individual that you think needs help, you can personally extend that invitation to them.
So I can.
Anybody
ask,
have
I
any
can,
questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I can ask. You know me, I always do.
The chair recognizes Aria. Yes.
I know. So before I became a guardian, I would pray for those in the departed and I would ask them to be able to find the altar of grace. Is that still okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Good, because
it sure is.
Okay.
And now you can go a step further and say, so and so, I extend an invitation to you to come to Father's altar. And because now they can come to any service that they want, midweek, Sunday, special services, or whatever, we can extend that invitation at any time. Okay? Now, I would like to give you POG, all of you at this point, because we're running out of time and I want to make sure you all have it. So we will say a little prayer. Those of you who I've already given POG to, like Aquos, Marina, and Starlight, you will be enlivened with it. You didn't hear what Starlight said, so let me unmute her. Or you unmute yourself. Hang on a second.
I just looked at him and I said, I don't want to be ripped off. You better give me my portion. I don't want to miss out.
If you're here for anything, that's what you're here for.
That's what, double portion for anybody.
I want two wafers tomorrow.
I'm done.
Ready when you are.
I think you're muted.
Yep, I am muted. All right, thanks for bringing that up.
Rewind.
Don't want anybody to be shortcutted here. Okay, here we go. All right. Father, we come before you in this special moment during our meeting here. We gather the hearts of our new guardians and those who have been with us for a while. We bring them together and we stand around you in a circle. We bow our heads to you, but we open our hearts to you. And we now, Father, give power and authority to the guardians in your name. You have given me all these gifts we have gone through what POG is. It is now instilled into their hearts by your name. They stand in your full power and authority. They have the ability to bind and throw out evil, to destroy it. They are given the authority to command angels, to bind spirits. They can heal in your name. They can also remove curses, move portals, and they have the ability to go into eternity. And they also can invite souls in need. This authority is given to them on this day, and they are officially now a guardian of you, Father. In some cases, we may feel overwhelmed by the power that we carry, but it is only because we respect this gift that you have given us for mankind. We thank you, Father, and as you will inform them tomorrow in the meeting, we'll steal your thunder, that you will provide more gifts for them as they come and see you on an individual basis. All of this is given to them in your name on this day, and we thank you, Father, and we love you. According to your will, we ask these things, and we pray and let you know that we love you. Amen.
Amen.
Fly and be free. Pog the crap out of everything. I had a favorite saying to all the previous guardians, if you have a question, Pog. And if you're not sure, Pog again. And if you're confused about something, Pog. You can even Pog yourself. Go ahead.
So, how exactly do we do this? I mean, we just say in our Father's name, or, I mean, I know you said we can touch or whatever, but what exactly is happening? I mean, what?
All right. It is not as complicated as you would think it is.
Okay.
You can, it's all just energy. You can pog with a thought. You can picture somebody who's having a difficult time, and you can picture yourself kind of like the bird's eye view. You're over them or near them, and then you take a deep breath where you are, and you release pog. I would like to work with you now for a little bit to teach you how to move pog. So close your eyes, take a big deep breath, get in the center of your mind. But I also want you to be aware of your physical ability and surroundings. So let's clear your house, right? And those of you that are a couple, it's okay, you both do it together. Take a deep breath, and now picture your entire house. If it's a two-story, if it's got a basement, I want you to encompass thinking about the entire place you live in and to the property line. Take a big, deep breath now. Imagine a light blue energy in the center of your chest. Take a deep breath now. And as you exhale, imagine this energy popping out of your chest or exploding like a bomb going out from all sides of you, until it fills your entire home and property. You also have the ability to transmit POG through the palms of your hands. While you're in the center of your mind, we're going to have your angels set up some targets. I know this sounds crazy. I would like you now to stand in front of those targets at a distance. Take a big deep breath and imagine a ball of pog coming out of the palm of your hand and hit the target and knock it over. You use this technique when you're being attacked by demons or spirits. You can individually hit them, destroy them. They'll automatically will vaporize when they're hit with pog. I would encourage you to go in the center of your mind, and while you're being trained with sword, shield, and dagger, that you also work with POG. And Michael will help you with that, and so will your lead angel. I need you to get comfortable with what this energy feels like. You will also, in this moment, let me see how I want to say this. You had your own energy that you used to fill your space with. You now are going to fill yourself with Father's energy. because you're a different creature. You are not completely human anymore. You are part spiritual being. So you require a different kind of energy to recharge your batteries. So when in the past, I used to have you meditate and to fill yourself back up, or even ground yourself and move energy, you would use earth energy and pull it up through the lower part of your body. Now we use Father's energy to flush out our lower part of our body and our upper part of our body. And when we fill our space, we do fill our space with our own energy, but also then Father puts more of his own energy in it. And that energy recharges Pog, recharges our soul, and helps us become who Father knows us as and calls us. You are no longer the person you were. You are Jarius. You are Aquos. You are Marina. You are Aria. And you are Zenith. And Father encourages tomorrow in the meeting that all the previous guardians go and look at these names and encompass them. Take a big deep breath, and just where you're standing, release Pog from your entire being. It'll explode out of your entire armor, out of you. Pog is a good energy. Again, it's love. So if you're in a store and you feel kind of suffocated, that is usually a sign that there's a lot of bad energy there or a lot of evil around you. As you walk into the store, take a big deep breath and Pog the entire store. You also have the authority to talk to your lead angel and say, I'm going here. Could you please prepare it prior to that and make sure it's all good? And they will send in a team to Pog and hold space, that when you go, you don't have to be bothered with it. But for now, I want you to do hands-on. I don't want you to be lazy and tell your lead angel to do everything, which is kind of what happens as you get more into the guardianship. You kind of go, yeah, I've done that 100 times. Mike will take care of my light work. Yeah? No. I still, to this day, when someone contacts me and says they're having a problem, I go there, hands-on. Last week, I had a family contact me that their son was acting crazy, doing crazy things, and saying things, and I physically went there and saw this little boy had cords attached to him and demons all around him. So I, again, like to use the hands-on. I didn't Pog them. I actually took my sword out, and I cut their heads off. I spun around. I was really fancy. You got to do that, too. It's really cool. And, you know, you use your shield. You can cut their heads off with your shield. You'll learn all these neat little tricks. But you have this power and authority to defend yourself and everybody you love and everybody around you. The next training session that we're going to get into, because we only have 10 minutes left, I will teach you how to prep for an energy healing, go through the entire process, and give an energy healing. But right now, I want you to just focus on for the next couple weeks until we set a date. And we'll try and set a date after our meeting here. We'll talk. I want you to just focus on who you are as a guardian. You can open your eyes. We're not meditating. Who you are as a guardian. Remember and go over the power and authority that I've given you. Do I? It's all stupid again. Hang on. Again, we're having technical difficulties. Please pause. All right. Go over this. You actually need to memorize this. I would encourage you, as you go through the process, you will remember all of this. I don't want you to forget what Pog is. Okay, it's Father's love. Get familiar with these guys. Joe Fiala actually did not give to me. That's now Jarius's. This is not the most accurate. I will update this list and see, send it to you. This is not. Aria.
How do you say that? Shaul?
What's that? Shaul?
My name.
Shaul.
Shaul? Yep. I'm going to call him Sha.
Yep. You can call him whatever you want.
Call him Sha. Sha. That's my main man.
Dairyfield. You're sharing him with Tom Horn because Tom Horn is going always through some difficult times.
That's fine.
So you share him because he's got strength and perseverance, and that is so Tom.
So Tom. You know what I want to tell
Horn.
You?
Horn. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just, you know, last night, sorry.
Reading okay, over. Crying's allowed.
You know, anyways.
Yeah. Easy there, Aria.
I've held so far, okay? I was saying to Jamie, just reading the definition of what our name entails, you know, I said to him, I said, anyone who doesn't believe in this, I mean, I know you know us, but to the extent of what our names are, you know, with us, you don't know all that. And obviously God does, because reading the descriptions, it's like, wow, wow, wow. You know, I just want to say, anyone who doesn't or couldn't or wouldn't believe this, it's like, it's just incredible. I mean, and to see... see that, you know, I mean, I know we believe and we know, and it's like you just want to tell everybody, really? I mean, you have to believe this. You have to believe this is real, this is true, this is happening, this is going to happen. And I mean, and I was just, you know, just reiterating over what the meanings of our names and in the detail of what they are and to who we are. It was just beautiful. It was amazing. And you know, yeah. And I mean, I know Father gave that to you. You know, and somebody else could look at it and say, yeah, well, you know, Jim put this to, but no, I mean, you don't know all that. You know what I mean? So it was.
I am just the scribe.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's what I mean. But anyway, it was an experience. So I just want to say.
That's good.
Yeah. Beautiful.
We didn't have time to go over the dailies, but I did send you that sheet. So I'll ask you to go over that over these next couple of weeks and start practicing those things. Review the articles of faith. We're going to take these next steps here. This will be at the next meeting. Assign a healing master in the prep and process, okay? Because that's actually going to take another hour and a half for me to go over with you. So does anybody have any questions about anything that I've presented today?
Good.
I will try and join in when I can tomorrow for the meeting. So just, you know,
okay.
Okay. But it's recorded, right? So I can listen after.
Yes. Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yep. And Fred's usually pretty good about actually posting it.
Okay.
Will there what? Oh, yeah, I should probably warn you. Starlight just brought a good point. At some point while you're meditating, your healing master might just show up and tell you their name. And they are actually created by Father from your heart. And that's why they're such a good fit for us. You can just get to know them, get used to their energy. You can have them come with you to church, to go shopping, bring them with you to work, because they have never had a physical body and they have never been with a human being prior to being assigned to you. So when I got Marty 100 years ago, I took him with me to go shopping. I invited him to come to church. He would sit with me next to me in the bench. He will come with me to the movies. He came with me to the restaurants. And then I always like to remember to tell you this. You can utilize him to save you parking spots. Yes, you can. You know, when we used to actually go out and go someplace, I would say to Marty, hey, Marty, can you get me a parking spot at this place? And we would drive up there, and there would be a spot right on the front with 100 people driving around looking for a parking spot, and that one would be wide open. It works. You need to treat them like your best friend as well, because they're going to get to know you. You need to get to know them. And because they're a part of you, it shouldn't feel weird or strange. And again, Father created them from your heart, so they're a great fit for you. Utilize them as far as just getting to know them and spending time with them. When we get together again, then we'll go over details as to what their function is and how you utilize them. If they don't pop up during this next period of time, do not be alarmed, because in many cases, I've actually helped introduce them to the guardian and then go through the process. But just in case they decide, because, you know, Father's got us all on a fast track, don't be alarmed. Okay? They're going to be very quiet at first until they get to know you, and then they're going to become just like you. So I pray for Aria.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I pray for Aria.
You would.
Oh, no.
I say that for my Canadians.
All right. Can we set up our next training time? I would like to do it maybe in 2 weeks, if that works for everybody, on the 27th. You want to look at your calendars?
I'm good.
If that works for you. Okay.
So,
same time. Does that work for everybody? 27th?
27th, yeah.
Yep. And just repeat the time. Hour and a half. And I'll send invites then, if that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, wait. Is it Aquas and Marina, you okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay.
Jarius and Zenith.
Yep. Yeah, we're good.
Aria. Okay. You're back by then, right?
Yeah, we get back the Sunday before. The 21st, okay. Or whatever that, yeah.
Good. So I give you 2 weeks to go over the material I taught you today. Play with POG. Use it. What I will tell you really quick, which I forgot to tell you, is after you're done grounding yourself, you can create a POG shield around yourself. Mm-hmm. And then your protection rose shield goes outside of your POG, and you can swirl it around and ground it. So you just burst a bubble around yourself, ground it to the center of the earth, and then create your protection, whatever, garland, one rose, whatever you want, in front of that, and ground that to the center of the earth.
Do you put your POG shield, you put the POG shield on the outside of your aura?
Yes. And then put your roses on the outside of your POG shield.
Okay, now I have a question. You said to...
Go ahead.
...ground the five chakras to the earth.
Correct.
And the other two, are they supposed to connect to the throne?
Father's chair, yeah, his throne.
Good, okay, then I did it okay. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, because I wasn't clear about that. It's like, okay, one on either side. It's like, okay, I guess we're plugged in. So, okay. But I wanted to know.
Father said for the first time his throne's larger than he is because he has so many guardians.
Okay.
Which is good, because you want to maintain the connection with Father. Awesome. Any other questions? Feel free to text me if you need to talk to me about anything. Please let me know. I'm here for you. You're not alone. You have the list of all the other fellow guardians that you can contact too at any time. And welcome to the team. I am so very thankful to have all of you. I really am.
Does the other members, do the other guardians know, or will they not know till tomorrow?
That yep. has been ridiculously hard. Not
I'll bet.
Anything.
So they won't know. And I appreciate. Tomorrow, right?
No, and I appreciate you keeping it to yourself.
Even my mom even kept a secret, which is really hard.
I know, and that was. She doesn't know this, but that was her test. If she could keep her mouth shut and keep that to herself, then Father said, "Extend her the invitation."
And then after,
you know,
Danielle calls and talks to me. Oh, you're a guardian now. Yeah.
But she didn't know about me. So we didn't say anything.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You know, I'll also say this. Because Fred said to me, he goes, does Father pick them or do you pick them? Because all these people are part of the family, per se. Are we just keeping this in the family? And I said, yeah, Father is the one who chooses these people. I said, but I'm not surprised that these people are part of my team because 10 years ago, I met them all. And they started this journey with me. It's nice to know they're going to be there when we finish it.
2 steps behind you.
Even the horns. I met you guys 10 years ago. 10 years ago, March. It's our 10-year anniversary. Horns, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. My dad celebrated his first birthday yesterday where he was happy.
Awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you spank him?
Oh, boy.
No, I gave him the invoice.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be Take on care. Phone, not on video tomorrow.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's good. All righty.
All right.
So,
bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.